in paper format to Thai customs officers, and then you have to bring the goods to them for their inspection and so on. Okay, that process takes weeks to complete. So about 10 years ago, Thai customs department has launched the computer system called the EDI system. But that system still requires that the importers and the exporters still have to print out the declaration in paper format and submit to customs officer. Until about 5 years ago, when they launched the new system, we call it the paperless system. Okay. Right now, you don't have to print out any paper. More than 90% of the shipments being cleared, you don't have to see the customs officer at all. Okay, so that speeds up the process and that reduces the cost and the paper use during the operation. Okay. Our company established in 2004. We are the joint venture between Internet Thailand Public Company Limited, which is the first and the largest ISP in Thailand. And right now, we are the leader of the market. We gain about 60% of the transactions submitted to Thai Customs Department. And we are working not only with the Thai Customs Department, but because the importing and exporting procedure in Thailand, you have to deal maybe up to 36 government agencies. Okay, but of course, the Customs Department is the last one. And play the major roles. That's why we connect to the Thai Customs Department first. And right now we are moving to other government agencies and also business sector. And as part of the Thai Customs Department gateway, we also are right now connecting to more than 12 banks to provide the electronic payment to the Thai Customs for import duty and tax. Okay. Later on, I will show you that how fast we can process the importing and exporting, and how important that sector is to the country's economy. Okay, first let's start with what is the e-logistics. For us, the e-logistics is the integration between the information technology and activities. Activities for me, it can be the business to business or the business to the government sector. Okay, we combine those together because the logistics, it doesn't mean only the physical move of the goods, but you also need to submit the information in time. For example, goods export from Thailand to Cambodia. Okay, sometimes the goods must be stuck at the border, so that the officer over there or in Thailand get all the information, let's say in paper format, and then go inspect the goods. But for us, right now we are changing. Okay, we submit the information to the officers before the goods arrives at the border, so the officer will know in advance what are the goods inside the container. Okay, and they may use the list management system to stop the truck or let go the truck. So the process can be much faster. Once the goods move faster, okay, the business gets better. Today I will show you some examples, not only to the Thai Customs Department, but also another project that we have done for anti-money laundering office in Thailand. Thai Customs Department, as I mentioned, we have launched the paperless system on January 1st, 2007. So right now it's already over 5 years. Okay. The main objective for the Thai Customs is to ensure that they can facilitate the trade across the borders for all commercial goods, import and export, with a paperless environment. In Thailand, we have about 6 million declarations per year. Imagine using the paper as the declaration. Every year, Thai Customs Department will have at least 12 million pieces of paper. Okay. If you visit their office about 5 years ago, you will see that many, many stories in that building are stored with the payments. Okay, that's only for 1 year, 12 million pieces already. Like now, you do not see any of those papers anymore because they don't need it. So what to ensure that, okay, they have the right information and the information can be used as the proof in court. We also have, in Thailand, we also have the e-commerce app that, okay, guarantee that the information that comes together with the digital signature can be used as a proof in court. So it's not only the computer system, but you also need to ensure that in your country you have the regulation to support that electronic system. Okay, this is the system diagram. On the left hand side, we have the customers who are importers or exporters and also shipping agents or freight forwarders. We provide the application for them. Some large customers like DHL, FedEx, TNT and UPS, they might have their own system already. What we have done for them is that we build up the interface so that we can pull out their data and convert it into the format required by Thai customs, so that it reduces the re-entry of the data, okay, and it also fastens the process. In Thailand, for the express couriers, they have set that KPI that for each flight arrived, they have only 3 hours to make sure that every shipment will be ready for the delivery. Only 3 hours. Once the flight arrives. I have visited one of the countries, okay, and asked the same question to their operation, their express courier operation. And it really surprised me that it took them 5 days to make a clearance for the whole flight. Okay, that's because they have to do it manually. So imagine you order the goods, have been shipped by express couriers, and the goods were stuck at the airport for 5 days. That will not be accepted here, because most of the shipments must arrive in time, committed by the express courier, otherwise they will be penalized. So our system will also connect not only to the Thai Customs Department, but as I mentioned, to other government agencies who involved in their importing and exporting procedures. And besides that, we also connected to all the international airports in Thailand, not only Suvarnabhumi, but also in Chiang Mai, Phuket, and Hat Yai. Okay, and also all the seaports, like the Bangkok port and Lam Chabang port. Okay, we accept the manifest, we build up the application for the ocean lines and airlines to submit the electronic manifest to the Thai Customs Department. The manifest is the detail of the shipment. For example, when we have the goods coming in by sea to Lam Chabang port, but the goods, supposed, the container is supposed to be sent to Laos, because Laos doesn't have the access to the ocean. Okay, the ocean lines will inform the Thai customs that, okay, this container contains blah blah blah, and it is intended for Laos. So once the container arrives at Lam Chabang port, okay, the Thai Customs Department will know right away that this container is supposed to go to Laos. So they will not open the container, and they will, and the operator here will submit the transit form to Thai Customs to declare that this container will be transported to Laos. Okay, and now it's up to Laos how to handle that container. Okay, that also fastens the process of goods in transit. Okay. As I mentioned, we're connecting to 12 banks in Thailand, operating in Thailand. Okay, this will fasten the payment process. In the old days, when you want to make the payment to the Thai customs, okay, the importer has to issue a check, okay, and the shipping agent will go and collect the check, bring it to the bank to buy the cashier check, and from there They have to bring the cashier check to the Thai customs for the payment. That process takes at least 3 or 4 hours, and it costs a lot because you need a lot of transportation between offices. Okay, and you have to queue up in line, and you can only make the payment during the office hours. Since the introduction of our new service for the e-payment, right now all importers can make the payment anytime, anywhere, and it only takes them less than a minute to make the payment. This will support and facilitate the trade. Right now, many manufacturers in Thailand can import the goods, and they can be sure that the goods can be supplied to their factory with just-in-time concept. Okay, our airport opens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Imagine when the flight comes in at night, maybe after midnight. Who's gonna do that? If without the electric system, the goods will be stuck over there. So right now, okay, all the operators can submit all the documents to the Thai customs via the computer system, make the payment via the computer system. Once the flight arrives, the goods can then be transferred to the destination without being stuck at the airport. As I mentioned, this is some simple statistics to show you that we save at least for the Thai customs side, we save at least that they do not need any 12 million pieces of paper for the declaration. Actually, I think that this number may be a little bit too small because many declarations, especially for the automobile parts and electric parts, the declaration might be up to each declaration might have up to 1,000 pieces of paper because they have many line items of goods. Okay, and of course it reduces the cost and time in sending the documents because you do not have to bring the documents to the customs officer anymore. Okay, and more than 90% of the shipments you do not have to see the officers. Only for those who are in the blacklist or are importing some specific products, they will be detected and they will be inspected by the Thai customs officers. This report, this statistic, I got it from the World Bank. Every year, the World Bank will issue this report. They call it Ease of Doing Business. Thailand has been ranked in 2012 number 17. Last year we are number 19, so we are to positions up to rank up. Okay. In terms of trading across the border, there are many factors as I showed you on the screen. Six of them. It will give you detail that okay, how many days and how much. Okay, we have to spend or operate to perform each operation for importing and exporting. For the trading across the border, we are number 17 for the whole in the world. That number 17, if you focus only in the Southeast Asia, we are number 2 behind Singapore. Okay. Number one in this category of World Bank, of course, is Singapore because Singapore is a free trade country. Okay, and they also have a good computer system to link up with all the importers and exporters to their custom department. Why did I show you this statistics? I believe that many GMS countries are now expanding, okay, and attracting more and more investors to come in. If you do not have good infrastructure for the investors to come in and set up, let's say, manufacturing site, plant or whatever, okay, and they will face difficulties, and of course the cost of production will be getting higher and higher. This statistic also showed you that, okay, if you have a good customs clearance system, it will help all the importers, exporters in your country to reduce the cost and process all the goods faster, the movement of the goods faster. Okay. The next project, last year, Thai Anti-Money Laundering Office has issued a new law that requires all the financial institutes, including the banks, to submit the transaction report, okay, to AMLOS. AMLOS has been established since 1999. After 9/11 incident, many countries have set up this unit to fight not only for the money laundering, but also fighting the financing of the terrorism. Okay, Thailand, we also have set up this the unit under the government. Okay, and it's the fighting arm of the country against the money laundering and also the financing of the terrorism. Okay. Why is it important to be compliant to the new regulations and laws? Okay. Early this year, in February, FATF, or the Financial Acts Task Force, has downgraded Thailand from the normal list to the list of the countries that the financial institutes should take carefully into action to perform any relation with the country. Okay. That results in that, okay, for Thai exporters, when they export the goods to overseas, they will get payment later because the buyer needs to make sure that the seller is not in the backlist. Okay. This has affected the business sectors a lot. And as you can see that, that right now there are many joint organizations trying to push our government to issue the new law regarding the money laundering and CFT. This is what we have provided to all the banks in Thailand. In Thailand, we have 37 banks, including Thai local banks and also international banks. Okay. What they have to do is that, okay, from their core banking system, any transaction that fall into the requirement by AMLOS, then the bank needs to submit those transactions to AMLOS. Imagine without the electric system, some of the banks might have to print out more than 580,000 pages of paper, only one bank, to submit to the Thai AMLOS. And you can imagine what AMLO can do with that pile of paper. They cannot process or anything. So it is compulsory that the bank submitted the report to AMLO in electronic format, and we provide that service to the bank so that they can submit the report to AMLO, and we also help Thai AMLO to perform, to analyze those transactions as well. As I mentioned, one of the banks has reported that, okay, without the electric system, they have to print out 500,000 pages of paper. Okay. So it reduced the cost and the use of the paper with this new system. And AMLO can right now have the electronic information to do the analysis. Another issue about the paperless processing. I would like to give you some information about the payment in Thailand. And I believe that paper check is still being used among our country and also GMS countries. Okay. When you look at the check, okay, from the startup, okay, what are the costs related to check? It's not just 15 baht per check, the fee that we pay to the bank. Let's look at it from the starting point. Okay, from the production plant or the printing office of the bank. Okay, you print out the check, and the check must be distributed to the branch office, and from the branch office, the customer has to come and pick it up, pick the check up. Once you issue the check, you also need someone to deliver the check. Okay, and that person who receives the check must go to the bank to deposit it. Okay, and the check must then be sent to the central bank for the clearing process. And if the check doesn't have sufficient fund, then it must be returned. Okay, this whole process takes a lot of human involved and also lots of transportation between offices. Okay, so last year, Thailand, we have the new system. Instead of sending the physical check to the central bank for the clearing process, we send it by scanning the image of the check and send it to the central bank. And it has been successfully implemented. About 2 months ago, I visited Myanmar and have a meeting with the central bank in Myanmar. And one of the senior officers over there asking me about the progress of this project. I gave them the update on the project, but I encouraged them that they shouldn't follow Thailand in that manner, because when you look at the whole picture right now, many countries are trying to encourage the business sector to reduce the using of paper check, because it is very costly. Okay, so you can move from the paper check system right now to the electronic system. You shouldn't still try to improve the paper check system, because I don't think that it will match with the new system, the electronic system, in terms of cost-wise and also the performance of the overall operation. This is why we encourage the Myanmar Central Bank to improve on the electronic system instead of trying to encourage the business to use the paper check as a payment method. The statistics that I show you on the screen, I got it from the Central Bank of Thailand. Okay, this is the statistics for April this year. Okay, as you can see, that we still have over 5 million checks being cleared for the interbank per month. This figure does not include the checks being cleared within the bank. So it might be double of this figure. Let's say if 4 checks size is equal to A4 size paper, that means that we have spent or have used more than 1 million pieces of A4 paper per month. Okay. In Thailand, check is still very popular for the payment between business and even to the government, but the government, of course, they do not accept the paper check. You have to convert it to the cashier check and so on. But there are still rooms to improve. And I believe that many GMS countries also share the same statistics. Okay, so there are still lots of improvement to be done within each country. Okay, that would be all for my presentation. Please feel free if you have any question you would like to discuss.
Thank you, Khun Pichai. I think the presentation is very comprehensive and very beneficial to you. I think what we can get down to the road on the environmental issues, as you may know that this process will fasten the way of process to deliver products to the trade, including the anti-money laundering and check clearing. And he has mentioned about the Myanmar approach. So I would like to open the floor for comments or suggestion of these issues. May I start from Myanmar first? Do you have any comment on this? Please.
What I have seen during that visit, two or three days. Okay, one thing is that the country should improve or should offer the new payment method. Like now, as I'm sure that you know that cash is being used a lot. Okay, there's no other payment method. Without cash, you cannot make any payment. So that is one area that the country should improve, and especially I understand that in the next 2 years, Myanmar will host the ASEAN, and also will host an Asian Games or ASEAN Games, something like that. So there will be lots of visitors going to Myanmar, and without any payment solution, I believe that it's going to be very difficult for the visitors to bring the cash with them to make the payment for hotels or food or whatever. So that is one area that you should do. The second one is that I propose to Central Bank of Myanmar not to follow Thailand in every step. For example, even we have the image scanning of the check, but still we have to print out that 5 million checks per month. Okay, it just reduced part of it, the transportation from the bank to the central bank. But if you make the electronic payment for the business to business, it can be done by the central bank or any bank, commercial bank, can offer to their customers in private sector that, okay, you may print out the invoice and so on, and you can use the bank to make the transfer of funds. That will reduce the cost of operation, and it also fastens the process. Okay. I think that that is something that the country should be looking at. Thank you for your question.
May I turn to my big brother, China, please? You have the comment from China on the. Is it microphone?
Anyone, please?
China, please, China. The comment on this e-logistics or using the check clearing system. No comment yet, okay. May we turn to Cambodia, if you have any system like this?
How to reduce pepper in Thailand?
I'm sorry.
How to reduce pepper in Thailand?
Reduce paper,
okay.
Check paper.
In Thailand, one of the barriers to implement the electronic fund transfer within Thailand is that, I can give you a straight answer, the bank, the big banks in Thailand own the network. They have set up a company, okay, to be the operator of the network between the banks. That's why that company will work based on the decision of the big banks. Bank of Thailand, the Central Bank of Thailand, trying to promote the electric fund transfer amongst the banks with the minimum fee, but it doesn't work because the big bank does not agree. Okay, so that's why you can hardly make the payment between the banks. Let's say if you are in bank A and I'm in bank B, okay, the customer wants to transfer the money from bank B to bank A, the fee will be very high. So the business still use the check. You of course as the supplier or the manufacturer or the distributor, you cannot force your customers to use the same bank with you, right? So the only method in Thailand to make the payment across the bank, I mean interbank, and with the minimum cost is the check, because the fee is really very, very, very small. It's just the cost of the check, 15 baht. But when you look at it, it's not only the cost of the check. Let's say when you make the payment by using the check, you need the transportation between the offices, right? That's why people cannot see that they have spent too much money on that. Okay, the improvement that Bank of Thailand has done is only a small part of it. It reduced the transportation between each bank to the central bank, but it doesn't reduce the cost of the bank's customer. So I think that Bank of Thailand still need to find another mode of payment that will help the business to reduce the cost in making the payment. I hope that in many countries, GMS countries, where you do not have the electronic network amongst the banks, I believe that you should choose the right decision to implement it. Not to let those who have the conflict of interest own the network. Otherwise, I believe that it's going to end up like Thailand. That's my answer. Thank you.
May I turn to Lau, please? เดี๋ยวคุณท่านไปเจอส่วนหลังนี้ไหมแล้วตอนนี้นะ
Yes. Have any question more? If didn't have, I will give you more information. It's for the China. Last 2 years ago, China tried to support this project. It's by G2G.From the commercial department of Thai with its China, because this project is can reduce many things. We don't need to drive the car to the customer. We can do every transaction in our office, in our factory. So we can reduce the global warming crisis. We can save energy, many things to support the development. And China would like to support the budget.So I like this project by cooperate with the commercial department sent to China government. China government still thinking how to support or not. I asked the budget about the $60 million, $4 million per country. I mentioned this country is Burma, Laos, Cambodia. It's $12 million.Another $4 million, we would like to integrate system of ASEAN country with its China. Why don't mention about the Vietnam? Vietnam has this one big company, FPT, signed the MOU with the NFA already, but didn't have any progress because FPT is a very big company of Vietnam, try to do by himself.For about the Lao, we try to connect with the Lao government to support by the way, to support every investment, and it's a know-how and knowledge. But our competitor is the European country. European country try to give the software know-how by the donation. but have to ask European people come to be consultant. And a lot of the budget have to pay by consultant. Very difficult to compete with each European country. Because European countries come by ADB, consult many things, and do like the donation, but it's not the donation. But Thai software, Thai factory, Thai to support the Asian country like the donation. And we try to invest everything for the Cambodia, Laos, and Burma. And we can make the money in the future by profit sharing. Like the Vietnam, we can invest everything for the Bank of the Vietnam. And if we have a transfer between Thailand, Vietnam, or Thai or Vietnam to any country, we can get the we can receive the income for to be service charge. And then base the shareholder is 50% in the government. So didn't have the policy to do business like the maximize profit. But would like to be is the type of good plan to help the Asian country to do the electronic document, like the e-logistic supply chain or clearing house for the bank. If you have the any idea or this is some consult, you can contact Kubichai and ask. We try to be the give you the information, share the experience, because they pay Dubai himself is 10 years ago, invest a lot of money, more than $20 million already. So have the gateway, have the know-how, have the content, everything can use to support Asian countries. And we welcome to be is your consultant, your plan to do this project. If any need any more questions, can contact Kubichai by email or by phone, anything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dapton. You want to take him, please? Yeah, please. Kubichai, we can't
hear. Okay, please let me share with you one of the system that we have implemented with the Malaysian. Okay, I think that would be should be the interest of a GMS country as well. Okay, 2 years ago, when TNT trying to implement the road network by transporting the goods from Singapore and Malaysia to Thailand by truck. Okay, the truck will be stopped at that time. The truck needed to be stopped at the border for over 6 hours for the customs inspection. With the new system, okay, before the truck leaves the factory in Malaysia or in Singapore, okay, the operator at that time, the TT, has to submit the report to the Thai Customs Department, okay, inform Thai Customs Department what is in the container before the truck arrives. Once the truck arrives at the border, we put the electronic RFID seal on the container to lock the container. And the container goes through the RFID reader that we implemented for Thai Customs. It will send the information to Thai Customs Department, okay, the time and date that the truck arrives at the border. So the customs officer at that time allow the truck to move, to continue that trip to Bangkok. At the destination, we also have another RFID reader to read the status of the seal. It will show if the seal has been tampered during the trip or not, and how long does it take for the truck to arrive to Bangkok. If it is over the maximum that the customs allow, then they have to open the container for the inspection. Okay, I think that there will be more and more of these business activities among GMS countries. Like now, some operators have already operated moving the goods from Bangkok to Laos to Vietnam and to the southern part of China. But there is no RFID usage along the line at all. So all the operations are being done manually in paper. That's again very costly and it is very time consuming. So it is very difficult for the business, especially for the express courier, to commit to their customer when the customer can receive the shipment. I have seen that there are talks and meetings among TFS on the customs clearance procedure, but the progress or the movement is very, very slow. So compared to what we have done with the Malaysia, it moves really quick. That time we have set up the pilot project to show to both countries, I mean the customs officer in Thailand and Malaysia. We have invested on the RFID reader and even developed the application and show it to the both sides. It takes us only about 3 to 6 months. Once they feel confident in the system, they have changed their regulation, and now what we have done as the pilot project are now in practice. So it helps the business to reduce the cost to move the goods across the border. And I believe that TFS country should also improve this operation as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Khun Pichai. Anything from Lao? Any comments? About the system that can be used in Vietnam, please? Vietnam. No comment. Khun Pichai, you have anything to add up on Khun Pichai? That's it.
In ASEAN, it have some country join it very closely, like the Malaysia, Philippines, and we try to enter to in the Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Burma, but not in so successful. If it's possible, if it's China government approve the budget, we will enter to Laos, Cambodia, Burma by get the budget $4 million. To help and to do this project, and we can join more. But we will think is the answer from the government. If you need some information or anything to do the project, just we can support you by ourselves. It's an event.
Okay, thank you, Pichai. I think if there's no questions, I think any more questions, comments? Ethan, on behalf of the foundation, we would like to thank Khun Pichai for available his time for our knowledge. In this case, may I request delegate from Cambodia to present to Ethan to Pichai, please. Anyone? I think we still have time for networking, so I think this break for networking session and then lunch. At 12 o'clock, where's the lunch?